mind for what was a tough week. What does this team show itself, you know, given been through over the past, you know, 5-6 days?
Yeah, it hasn't been easy. Maybe a little tougher on some of the guys who've been here a little bit longer. Just kind of trying to figure out what the temperature is and what's going on, but it doesn't stop the fact that we had 11 games left, now 10. And there's, you know, points on the table, and try and be professional and prepare. It's just kind of what I was trying to do, is just put everything aside. Everything else can wait. Just try and be right here, right now, play some hockey, and see how it goes. And I was proud of the guys. We started out real well. And the second period, we had a few too many turnovers, but we talked about it, and we came out and did a nice job in the third period, and we were, you know, difference makers in the third period. Everybody played hard, played well. And, you know, after getting down, we could have hung our heads after this week, but, you know, we answered back, and then we made a nice push, and the guys did the right things there after, you know, the second period where we weren't as aggressive, or didn't have the puck as much. We made the adjustments, and, you know, that's good to see that you can talk about it and go do it.
I was going to say, because they had so much momentum, that it seemed like, was that really it? I mean, just getting the pucks in deep and doing the right things to grab the momentum back from them? Because even in the beginning of the third, but then you guys just slowly started getting that momentum back.
Yeah, well, we saw it with the Pittsburgh game. We got pucks deep, and you know, a team with that much skill had to come all the way down the ice. It's frustrating. You know, it's the difference for this team. That's the game we have to play. We have to just accept it and go do it. It's our skill can come out. After we get pucking, as you saw, you know, puck moved around and guys got pucks in net and good things were happening. You know. So that's essential for our game, and it's good to see that we made the adjustment.
Contributions of guys like Tessa, Flynn, Hardy, Adam, you're going to need that to have any shot here, guys.
Yeah, everybody knows it's an opportunity. If certain guys aren't here, certain guys are hurt, it's no different than. You know, Jason being traded is tough, but at the same time, you know, he could have been injured or something, missed the rest of the season. The approach you have to take is if somebody's not in, somebody steps up. A bunch of guys can step up. Everyone can step up. And, we just have to go one at a time here. We've got 20 points on the table left here, so see if we can just kind of chip away. And I think we can do that if we just play, you know, a good, smart game plan. Proven effective the last two games.
Even yourself, I remember talking to you in Anaheim last year after they traded Paul Gostad. You were upset. You were pretty mad about it. And of course you're upset because Jason was traded too. And both times you found a way to, you know, get focused and play good games right afterwards, including tonight.
Yeah, I just want to show up and play good hockey. I've been wanting to do that for a while. And I think it's parallel season last year when things weren't going well earlier, and trying to get things going. Yeah, but learn from that experience with Paul, you know, it's it is what it is. Try not to be as vocal about it. This is part of the business, and I guess there's nothing more to say. It is what it is.
But somehow you put it away, and you know, you put it away and found a way to go out and play the game.
Yeah, you just put it away, compartmentalize it, you can address it later, or in this case, I don't know if there's much to address. Nothing's going to really change until, you know, the end of the season, and then we have to evaluate from there.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, guys. Coach Ralston, now the best officer.